No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
Hey, yo!
He'll teach you everything!
Hey, yo!
Hoo-ah!
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today, well, I gotta put some stuff out on Front Street today. All right? So bear with me a little bit. I'm going to try not to put anybody on blast specifically. I don't want to like trash anybody, and I don't mean to sound kind of mean about this, but we need to have a conversation about some of the people you've put around you. I don't know you specifically, and maybe this doesn't apply to you, but maybe it does. Let's just be clear about what's going on. You're a writer. You're making a book. You want to be a writer. You want to make books. You want to have this be your career. You want to put out one book and then be done. You want to, you know, do this so well you do this for life or anything in between. You want to be a creative person. There are going to be people in this world who won't like your work. They just won't like it. What you're making, the genre you're writing in, the style of painting you're making, the photographs you take, it's just not going to be for them. And that doesn't reflect poorly on you. That's just, they're just not your customer. They're just not your person. They're not the people who are going to buy your stuff. In the same way that when you go to a restaurant and you get food, there's some food you will eat, but there's other food you don't like, so you don't order it. Or when you go to a store and buy something, you buy the stuff you like, you leave the other stuff on the rack. That's just how the world works, not just capitalism, just in general, people have preferences. That's not what I'm talking about today. I know we often live in fear of people will, you know, prefer everything other than our own stuff, but that's just anxiety talking. That's not what I mean either. I mean, there are people around you who won't like what you're doing because you're not fitting some definition or expectation they have of you. Here's what I mean. Your spouse, your partner, your kids, your coworkers, your best friend, your mom, your dad, rando people you know in your friend circle, your roommate. It is all possible that these people don't understand your goal and your dream to the same degree you do. You see it as this thing you want to do. You see it in this way you want to go. You believe in it very strongly. You should believe in yourself very strongly. But then there are these people who should be around you and should be supportive. They should be, you know, the first person out there to pack your bag if you're going to go to a conference. You know, they should be the first person handing you information. Hey, I Googled this for you. What do you think about this? Oh, I bought you these books, honey. What about this? Hey, mom. Hey, dad. I saw you were writing, so I got you this pen. You know, whatever. They should be supportive of you and your dreams. Because that's what we want out of partners. That's what we want out of spouses. That's what we want out of family and friends. And we deserve that because we're humans and love is a human right. The problem, I don't know what else to call it. The problem in this whole thing is that some people don't. Because if you go off and you become a writer, well, you're chasing your dream. And they might look at themselves and say, gosh, that person's chasing their dream. I never got a chance to chase my dream. Nobody supported me. Why should I support them? This sucks. I don't want them supporting their dream. I don't want them doing these things because that means things might change. They might not have time enough for me to be the center of their world. They might not have time to do the stuff around the house. They might not have the time to, you know, just be at my beck and call. They might be writing and respecting that desire and respecting that boundary and respecting those rules matters. And there are going to be some people who don't. And there are going to be some people who think whatever you're writing and however well you're doing it or not doing it is just this sort of cutesy hobby, that you're not serious about it, that it's not going to go anywhere. Now, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere or not. Let's be clear. It is at some level a crapshoot like that. But you can improve. You can always improve. You can find resources. You can take classes. You can get coaching. You can attend writing groups. You can learn to write better through practice, through reading other books and seeing how other people wield the language. You can also get better at it. You don't have to stay a hobby writer with mediocre skill. You can always improve. Some people, though, won't believe that you can. And that's okay. That's on them. That's not accurate to you because you want to improve and you want to change and you want to do a thing. So go make a thing. These people, even the people who should be loving you and cheerleading you and applauding for you and being right the fuck out there on Front Street, should absolutely, you know, be there for you a billion trillion percent. Sometimes they won't be. And sometimes you'll scare them. Not because you're a scary person or anything, but because, you know, they're afraid. They're afraid that, you know, not even they're afraid that you'll fail, though they might say that, but they're afraid that you will succeed and it will cause them to or warrant them or lead them to think about their own lives and change their definition of you. Oh, you're a hot, you know, it's no big deal. Oh, they write. Isn't that cute? Oh, they do this thing. I belittle them at some level. I infantilize them. I weaken them. I demean them. I think less of them. And they don't want to change that. They don't. They should, because it's shitty to do. You're supposed to love this person, so you treat them like a whole person, as opposed to just sort of this cutesy thing they do and you pat them on the head because you're not the center of their world. They should be the center of their own world because it's their world. But you need to surround yourself with the people that make your life better. Now, I'm not saying, I mean, it's not always feasible and not always practical. It's not like, you know, shun your family and go run off and live in a cabin and have your sister do your laundry for you or something, Walden. But, like, you need to be aware that there are going to be people, even people close to you, who don't want you doing the thing you're doing and don't intend to continue to believe in you to do the thing you want to do. They're not unserious. It's not like they're prohibiting you. Nobody should be stopping you. Nobody should be taking your keyboard away or obviously abusing you in any fashion to prevent you from being yourself or prevent you from producing art, because that's just shitty and they're shitty people for doing that. And if they're doing that, you need to seriously consider exiting that situation for your own health, wealth, and safety. The thing is, sometimes they're not going to get it. That's my point. Sometimes people just won't get it. No matter how much you explain it, they're not going to understand it. It's not your job to always make them understand. It's not your job to win them over to your side. We can want them very badly to love you. We can want them very badly to support you. But some people just aren't for their own reasons. You know, I have spent 40 plus years on this planet desperate for my dad to tell me that I've done a good job. And that's just not going to happen in this lifetime. So you have to accept that. It sucks. It hurts. But you got to accept it. And there are going to be people in your family who are going to look at your book and go, oh, that's cute. They don't really know. They're not in publishing. They don't sit on social media all day. They don't know the sphere of the world you want to enter. And it's outside, well outside where their comfort zone is. And they're not interested in changing or growing alongside you. You have to understand that creatively, some people are threatened by your want to make stuff. Their view of you, their definition of you, their understanding of you does not include these dimensions that require them to see you as a whole person. You are a whole person. I don't know if you know this. You're a whole person with many facets and many wants and many needs and many dreams and many abilities and many capacities for many things, be that love or interest or happiness or whatever. You're a whole little universe inside yourself. Some people, though, won't see that. Some people will see this in just two-dimensional ways. You are this and you are that, and the definition pretty much stops there. My point here is not to quit, not to round down your edges, not to turn down the volume on yourself, not to pick them over you again and again and again. There are going to be times, particularly when you're creative, particularly when you've got a plan, particularly when you've got a goal, there are going to be times where you have to choose yourself. You have to pick you. You have to say, this I am doing for me. these steps I am taking towards my goal, I am doing for me. Other people might not like it, but if, especially if you are an adult listening to this, you know, over the age of, 20, and you have your own finances and you have your own ability and it's not harming anyone to do, go take these steps. You don't need their permission. You're a grown-ass person. Sit down and write. You don't have to, you know, win them, make them your number one fan. You will find fans. You will find support. It might not be the people you want, but you can find them. They're out there. You can find people to believe in you. I will always believe in you. If you ever need anything, just, you know, go to the website, johnhelpsyourwritebetter.com, and, you know, click the free appointment button, and I will spend half an hour for free just bigging you up and telling you how great you are. It's no problem. I'd be very happy to do it. Just let's do it. The point is, don't let other people's definition of you limit yourself. You get to define yourself. You get to define your work. You get to take this dream and chase it as long and as far as you are willing to. Not them, not their idea, not their say-so, not their belief, not their worry, not their anxiety. This one's on you. You get to pick you. You get to believe in yourself. And for all those people out there who are writer adjacent, maybe your spouse, maybe your partner, maybe it's your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your kid or your whatever, and they want to be a writer, the best thing you can do is encourage them, help them, find them resources, ask questions, not demeaning questions like, do you think you're fucking serious about this? But ask them, hey, how's that going? What do you think about getting an education in this? Have you thought about getting some help? How far are you? What do you want to do? Do you want to talk about plot? What kind of book do you like? Ask them questions to encourage them to develop these skills you see them wanting to pursue. It will make them feel good. It will make them feel alive. And everything benefits when people support each other. This should not be a radical revolutionary concept, but the more and more I talk to very excited writers about, oh my God, I want to do this and I want to be successful, the less I hear about the number of people around them who are supporting them. Everybody prospers when we lift each other up, and you are worth being lifted. You just are. You're worth it. Your work can improve. Your work can be made better. There are tools and resources and people who will cheerlead you, support you, believe in you, teach you, educate you, and help improve things. You just have to go ask for help. You just have to go look for them. And there are going to be people who just will never get on board. And you need to learn how to not let that stop you. Give that some thought, and I will talk to you tomorrow.